It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
My next guest is the CEO of the world's largest micropropagation company, which is at the forefront of scaled cannabis cultivation using proven agricultural technology to optimize the growing processes to increase profitability while reducing risks. So with that said, that company is Conception Nurseries. I'm here with their CEO, Kevin Brooks. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Doing well. Now, you were, I don't think if I got a chance to go meet with you, but I know that you were at the Bazinga Cannabis Capital Conference last month, and you were on with a number of people we've actually had on our network, on a really interesting panel on investing in the product, defining quality as a defining success factor. And what seems to me in terms of what it is that Conception Nurseries does in terms of your own personal investment into cannabis quality and what are we provide out there, quality driving success?
Yeah. Look, great question. It was a fantastic event. Great panel. You know, I think the way we kind of think about some of the challenges and supply chain issues in cannabis, you know, we've seen these groups out there go out and raise an ungodly amount of money and build out these highly sophisticated, automated cultivation facilities, brought on really smart, really talented people. And I think, you know, what we believe and what we see is it doesn't really matter how much you spend on your facility. It doesn't matter how experienced your grower is. If your genetics, if your plants aren't in the best position to perform, you're going to see issues, right? Those issues can come in the form of underperformance. They can come in the issue of pests. And they can certainly come in the issue of disease like HLBD and other systemic issues that we've seen with the plants, which are impacting virtually every grow across the world. And so what we do at Conception is we guarantee, one, that the plants you're buying are performance tested, right? We run them through really rigorous upfront performance testing so we can say, hey, this is how the plant will perform in your specific environment. Second, all of our plants are backed by known breeders, right? Award-winning, well-known breeders, some of the most recognized breeders in the space. So they have hype. And then third, I believe we're the only ones in the world at any kind of scale that will guarantee pest and disease-free plants. So our goal really is to kind of mitigate risk to your business while increasing your ability to drive revenue and profitability.
One of the areas that Conception Nurseries specializes in is tissue culture. And in 10 years of doing cannabis radio, I can't say I've even heard of that being applied, which is what's said is to be the most effective technology for rapidly growing cannabis, healthy cannabis plants at scale. And you've created your own tissue culture called True Clones. Pest-free, disease-free, genetically verified, performance-tested. So tell me about the creation of True Clones. You've trademarked it. The idea of why that's so important and why MSOs, when we were doing prep, was the fact that they might not take as much focus or time to work on tissue culture. What is it about True Clones that makes that different?
Yeah, True Clones really is our process. And it's really everything that I mentioned before. Look, nurseries really don't exist in cannabis or the ones that are out there are fairly archaic, right? And the reason being is you had this federally illegal plant, and when you wanted to go find genetics, you kind of get them from some guy, right? You don't really know what you're getting. You don't know if it's the actual cut that you're paying for. You don't know if it if it's been inbred and has you know, issues with growing at scale. It takes us, you know, call it 9 months to really clean up a plant. And when I say clean it up, I mean remove any systemic issues with it and then restore its original health and vigor. You know, plants over time that come from other plants tend to see degradation, right? You get a mother plant, you take all of your clones off it, you replace that mother plant. The replacement is 99.9% like the mother, like the original, but it's not 100. And over the course of multiple iterations of this, you start to see degradation. And so, you know, with tissue culture, with clean plants, with true clones, we can guarantee that every single plant is genetically identical. We can guarantee that there's no pest or disease in that plant. And we can guarantee that it maintains a consistency that brands are demanding nowadays. So when you go into a store and you buy a product, you want it to be the same product every single time. You will not get that from other plants. You'll get that from tissue culture, and we'll guarantee that with our true clone technology.
Now, I want to take from a story. There's a study that came from the National Library of Medicine, the NIH, and they talk about tissue culture being a sustainable approach to exploring plant stresses. And when they talked about this, they made the point that the focus on plant stress-related research, quote, has gained substantial momentum, and it's about the impact on stress factors such as water deficiency, extreme temperatures, salinity, exposure to toxic compounds, inadequate or extreme radiation, plant infection with pathogens, and pest outbreaks. Screening plants for various biotic and abiotic stress conditions is vital in breeding and selecting elite varieties, and most screening trials for plants for stresses are conducted in field conditions, yet very challenging to manage both physically and economically, subject to various risks due to dynamic external environments. That's a much higher level of compliance than I've heard of, to really go that deep and that intense and that detailed into doing this. You know, so they're saying that it helps in terms of referral, the environmental value for looking at issues of any climactic issues, any environmental issues that might come into play. By doing this process, by using true clones, you're, you know, alleviating that problem. You're actually, you're looking more in depth than most others would, not even to a scientific respect, but a microscopic respect.
Yeah, boy, there's a lot to unpack there.
Go ahead.
I mean, first off, you know, like you mentioned, that there are some, you know, we just seen positive environmental factors with micropropagation over traditional propagation. You're talking about, you know, less water usage, less, you know, need for demand for electricity. It's lower lights. But then there's the bigger, you know, issues that impact growers today, right? So by going with a plant that we know is viroid free, it becomes less of a issue around pest control. When you're dealing with less pests, you're spending less time and money and energy on things like IPM, integrated pest management. So, you know, better, more healthy, more sustainable environmental factors like that. I think, you know, kind of the way that you framed it up, or the way we need to think about it, is that cannabis really has never been studied for large-scale commercial agronomic traits. It's been bred and studied for high THC or certain types of terp profiles. It has not been bred for things like pest resistance or drought resilience, right? And so as we start to identify cultivars that have those traits, or people are breeding for those traits, we can then replicate it every single time identically.
Now, what about when people talk about compliance? And they talk about, you know, the levels of compliance, third-party testing, the what can be done in terms of looking for yeast, mold, or bacteria, any kind of contaminants, pesticides might be used. What is it about the process of tissue culture, you could tell me, that takes compliance to even, maybe even farther than what good manufacturing practices might be? Like, how deep of compliance do you feel like this actually does by going to this? Because you even mentioned with most nurseries, that tissue culture is usually done in generation one propagation, but the most effective production needs generation zero tissue culture micropropagation. I mean, how much does this help in compliance?
I mean, look, I think I think one of the things we don't talk about enough in this space is risk mitigation, right? And so by guaranteeing, not only is it genetically the exact same plant every time, but we're guaranteeing it's clean every time, it reduces the risk for growers. So from a sterility standpoint, it helps growers de-risk their environments and guarantees it's getting the same product every single time. From an actual compliance standpoint, I guess the benefits of the growers are really just knowing that, you know, we take a lot of the uncertainties out of final harvest, right? A grower can still spray their plants with products that cause compliance issues, But if it's a cleaner, healthier start, you know, you guaranteed a higher probability of a cleaner, healthier finish, which ultimately helps with compliance. Also, when we talk about medical grade cannabis, right, we want it the exact same every time. And I think what we're seeing from an international perspective is a higher focus on EU GMP standards and consistent product. We know that certain countries don't allow for, or they require a certain amount of THC limits, for example. It has to fall within a certain range. Right? You will get more consistency. You'll see more compliance, you know, with that consistency, that range, with a plant that's genetically identical every time. In other words, if your mom and your dad have kids, those kids are going to be different every time. But if you're able to reproduce one child exactly the same every single time, it's the exact same plant. There's no difference in the DNA.
Now, for this to be done, I would imagine that whoever is working in the cultivation process, so that they're aware of how you're working on true clones and working on tissue culture, you know, talking about the level of training and education and experience you need from your cultivators to be able to go ahead and, you know, apply this process.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way we think about, you know, one of the ways we think about our budget is for every dollar we spend on sales, we spend $2 on R&D and $2 on customer success and $3 on R&D. And the reason we do that is our team lives and grows. Like all we do all day is see different grows, different environments. And so part of the value we bring to our customer base and to the industry is being able to open up best practices. And we'll host webinars on acclimating. We'll put out white papers on different types of environments. We run, you know, really detailed cost calculators for our customers to understand the ROI. So I think it's about, you know, partnering up with our customers to provide them with best practices on a regular basis.
So now it's going to go to the website, conceptionnurseries.com. So is that, again, that's C-O-N-C-E-P-T-I-O-N, nurseries.com. And you refer to true clones and tissue culture propagation as the future of cannabis cultivation. And so for companies that are out there that are looking to see what it is that makes this process stand out, you know, how much more, you know, inputs being made, how much more, I guess, how thorough is the process now in terms of how do you go ahead and go about, you know, examining the plants and what do you have to go and do in terms of being able to go and check on that tissue culture? What can you tell me about the inside of what the cultivators have to do when they're examining the plants to make sure that this micropropagation process in place, they were able to go and go through proactively to make the best quality plants?
Yeah, I mean, look, I can put out 100 different pro formas. We can run ROI calculators for our customer base. At the end of the day, it really comes down to, well, it feels very much like a crawl, walk, run relationship. The growers need to touch the plants. They need to feel plants. They need to see that by every measure of performance, a clone generated from tissue culture will outperform one from traditional propagation. And I think, you know, it doesn't matter how fancy our website is or all the great marketing slicks, until they actually can identify, like, hey, look, you know, we're using less labor because we're de-leafing the plant less. We're saving money there. Hey, by the way, you know, we're not spending as much money on IPM. Or, you know, what we're seeing is a more consistent bud structure, which allows for easier trimming. We're seeing higher A's to B's ratio. Like, those are the kinds of things that growers consider and see once they start growing. And when I say a crawl, walk, run relationship, what typically happens is we see a grower who says, hey, this is really interesting. I'm willing to give it a shot and I want to test it. And so we'll send one of our customer success reps. We'll work with the grow to make sure that they have the best chance of success for acclimating and ultimately the final product. And, you know, for the most part, it's a great experience. And they come back and they want to try it with a few different cultivars. These process takes time, right? You have to go through the entire cycle of the plant. And so we start to develop these relationships and this trust with growers over the course of several years or several cycles, where it gets to a point where they look at us and they say, hey, look, I want better pricing, or, you know, this has been fantastic. We're interested in completely unwinding our mom room or our nursery. We want to give you our genetics. We want you to clean them up, restore their health and vigor, and then sell them back to us. And, you know, what we have found is the revenue they're able to generate With that mother room converting from a cost center to a profit center driving flower, more than offsets any of the cost of the plant. So oftentimes it's a net neutral or net positive for our customer base. So I don't know if that fully answers your question, but I think, you know, again, it becomes a kind of crawl, walk, run relationship where the growers actually have to touch the plants and grow the plants to understand the value prop.
Well, there's a menu of services that I wanted to go to point out. So you have the True Clones cultivars you just touched upon right now. You also offer exclusive production, cold storage. You have actually where you offer safeguards to help when it comes to leveraging unadulterated and pristine genetics in the future and when demand is optimal. You also have satellite labs. So you're helping cannabis cultivators become more adaptable and scalable, preserving true-to-type genetics. And then finally, you have – well, so give me that part where – if you could take me through, for customers that come to the website, again, conceptionnurseries.com, take me to those three different components right there.
So, look, we have our True Clones, which are typically we sell them to commercial growers, right? Licensed commercial growers who say, hey, I either want production clones, right, to go into flower rooms, or I'm looking for clean mom stock, right? So we sell production clones or clean mom stock to those growers. And then what we're finding is that, you know, brands or growers want to preserve their genetics. They want banking. They want some level of protection in the event that they get some kind of pest infestation in their mother room and it wipes them out. So we become kind of a fairly inexpensive insurance policy for them to bank their genetics. And then, you know, what we found is we've had, you know, growers from around the country and now around the world, as we open up our Portugal facility, have come to us and said, hey, look, either we're interested and we want a tissue culture lab in-house, or, hey, we spent the better part of 2 years trying to do this ourselves and just have not been able to get this off the ground or show any kind of scale. Would you be willing to come in and run an internal lab? You know, I think, you know, one of the challenges we see in this industry is there's so much pressure on full vertical integration. And if you look around at traditional agriculture, what you'll typically see is specialization. And, you know, part of our prediction for the future is the industry is going to move away from full vertical integration and move towards specialization. And tissue culturing is a highly specialized part of the supply chain. It's taken us quite literally half a decade and just a tremendous amount of capital to get to where we're at. And so the idea is if you are, a commercial grower around the country and you want, you know, clean, consistent plants, you want your brand to be the exact same every single time, same experience for your customers, it is a fairly easy lift for us to move quickly into a facility and pop up a TC lab with minimal equipment and produce, you know, clean genetics for our customer base. So we offer a satellite lab program where we'll take their genetics in, clean them up, provide them back. We offer cold storage banking, right, for brands that want to bank their genetics. And then obviously we offer, you know, large scale mom stock or clean stock directly out of our California facility.
I could go into further, but I think what would happen is it would be way past my university degree and way past my pay grade. Because if you go into the blog, by the way, if you go look into the blog and look under news on the website, just even going into meristem tissue culture, which is what your advanced cannabis clone production is, and to go into the part of collection, initiation, sterilization, and preparation. There's so much more in depth to it that I don't think I could ever really break this down easy or pliable enough for the audience. But if you're really into it, I would definitely recommend going to the blog and also looking into the services here at conceptionnurseries.com. Kevin Brooks, CEO of Conception Nurseries, really appreciate you taking time out to talk to us. Thanks for sharing.
Proud and happy to be on the Brasco on the radio. Thank you for hosting. Appreciate it.